Back to Victoria now, and the federal member for Mallee is Dr. Anne Webster, a National Party MP. Now, the Mallee electorate includes the Mildura region there and Mallee and the Wimmera regions of Victoria. It runs all the way to the border, of course, and Dr. Webster has been contacted by desperate border residents asking for help. Now, Dr. Webster believes both the Victorian and the South Australian governments have gone too far. I asked Dr. Webster what this decision by the South Australian government means practically for her constituents in those border communities.
Look, it means a disruption to life. It means threatening situation to business and industry, potentially decimation of the economy in our small communities. It is a very serious issue, and I'm so infuriated about it. I find sometimes it's a little hard to get the words out, but I believe that our state premiers need to have a long, hard look at this situation and a review of it. Our cross-border communities do not deserve to be treated this way. And Jason, we have people who are ringing us in tears who are saying, we feel like Australia has abandoned us. Jeez. South Australia don't want us. Victoria doesn't care. It's just an appalling situation.
And you're right. We shouldn't just talk about Stephen Marshall's government here in South Australia, although I really want to give that government both barrels in just a tick. But to be locked down in communities such as Murrayville, where there's just been no footprint of COVID-19 whatsoever, yet they're forced to be locked down in stage three restrictions. What are we doing to these people?
Look, I have a very clear picture of how this is going wrong. One is that there is a misunderstanding about what prevention and protection is. Mm. When COVID-19 came, we didn't know how long it was going to last. And frankly, we don't know how long it's going to last now. It could be 2 years, could be 3 years, who knows? It's until we get a vaccine, we have to learn to live with this thing. Mm. And prevention and protection is around hand hygiene, social distancing and masks. We know that. We're all doing it. No one could do any better in regional communities. In terms of management, it's around testing, tracing and isolating. And we know how poorly the Andrews government in particular is managing that right now. And yes, none of us want to be in Premier Andrews' shoes, but the reality is the buck stops there. Testing and tracing has to work. The system has to work and it's failed. Hopefully it's improving. And then the third component is restrictions or lockdowns. The design or the purpose of restrictions and lockdowns is to flatten the curve. We have no curve in Mallee. We have no curve. There is no outbreak. So what I'm arguing for is that we need a targeted approach to hotspots, places like Colac, places like Melbourne. Lock them down for sure. Absolutely. Nobody's going to argue with that. But these blanket bans that restrict our communities and our cross-border communities and show no empathy for how this is impacting lives is just appalling.
And can I? We've spoken numerous times, and whilst I don't know you very well, I have a sense in your voice that you're angry. Is that right? Because to be honest, I am, and I get that sense listening to you speak right now.
I am angry. I'm very angry. I mean, Mallee, and it's not just Mallee, it's regional communities are being painted with a brush that we have COVID-19. We do not. Regional Victoria is not Melbourne. It is not Melbourne. In Mallee, which is a third of the state of Victoria, we have 13 active cases, just 13 over the whole 82,000 square kilometres. There is no outbreak here. There is no community transmission here. And yes, the risk is there. The risk is there. We all understand the risk is there, but you don't manage that by locking down communities that have no need to be locked down. We have mechanisms in place for managing this, and we have to have a measured approach. This should not be for cheap political point scoring for urban city dwellers. This is around being fair, being reasonable. It's around having a sense of humanity for everyone who lives in Victoria and South Australia and New South Wales.
That leads us to the Marshall State Government in South Australia's announcement of yesterday. Now, I understand it was Police Commissioner Stevens that made this announcement, but the buck stops with the State Premier, in my opinion. Is that how you see it as well?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that our cross-border communities in Victoria, Murrillville, even Nil, Eden Hope, Canaiva, that they cannot go across to their normal, you know, 20 kilometres away, sister towns, if you like, to shop, to get fuel, to get medical supplies. I mean, this is a serious threat. It is... It has been managed very badly. It has not had any thought about how it's going to impact specific people. I have reams right in front of me right now, which of course you can't see, and neither can your listeners, reams of emails and texts and phone calls that we have are receiving in our office. The phone is off the hook. And people who are literally distressed, some of their words, as I said, are around abandonment, they're anxious. They're grief-stricken. It's not okay.
What do we do now? Because it's clear that the state premiers aren't listening. Stephen Marshall spent time at the border last week, and he's clearly not listening. Obviously, we know that the same situation is the case in Melbourne with Dan Andrews not listening to these poor people who are stuck in no man's land at the moment. What can you do? What's the next step for you?
Look, I'm looking for people who want to tell their story in media. I believe that we need to do a media storm. Obviously, I've done the appropriate channels. I've written to the PM. I've communicated with his office. The Deputy Prime Minister was on Sky last night and talked about Mali, talked about what we're trying to achieve here to deal with this disaster. And it is a disaster. It will be a disaster for people's business. I'm told that 40% of the business that Murrillville residents do is on the other side of the border. That is serious. That's a very serious issue, let alone the medical issues, which I have emails in front of me, are very serious issues that people are confronted with. People with cancer who can't get treatment, people with severe lung disease who can't get treatment now. You know, one little boy who has had a heart transplant, much like my granddaughter who had liver transplant about the same time, five years ago, and who now are going to do what? They can't get medical supplies. They can't get their immunosuppressants. This keeps them alive. You know, what is Premier Marshall intend these people to do? Just move? Because that's not a solution.
This is a national disgrace, Anne.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned populist politics. That's what's being played out here, and it's disgraceful. We hear the people of Mali. You hear the people of Mali. And I know you'll continue fighting the good fight. We'll continue to keep chatting with you as well. And if we can be part of this media storm we're looking to whip up at the moment, we will be, because the good folk of the border, either side in South Australia and Victoria, deserve to have their voices heard. And I know you are hearing the man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, let's do this together.